fear can be a powerful motivator. And there's one scenario along the Colorado River that is truly scary to those who are negotiating its future policies. It's called the Compact Call. And as Luke Runyon reports, imagining what it could look like is giving some Western water managers nightmares.
To talk about the Colorado River's present and future, you need to start in the past, specifically 1922. That's when leaders from the seven Western states that rely on the river met at a Santa Fe resort to sign an agreement. The Colorado River Compact.
It's the cornerstone of how we allocate water on the Colorado River.
Andy Mueller is general manager of the Colorado River District, a water management agency in western Colorado.
On that cornerstone is built an incredible scaffolding of complex agreements, but it's all based in that 1922 compact.
It divided the river into the upper and lower basins. The upper includes states like Colorado and Wyoming. The lower is more desert-like, with Arizona, Nevada, and California. Even then, Mueller says there were concerns that California could end up owning every last drop of the river.
The reality is that the lower basin had the upper hand in those negotiations. They were developing faster.
So to get to a deal, the snowier states agreed that they were on the hook to deliver a certain amount of water to lower basin states. It was their job to make sure California, Arizona, and Nevada always got their share of the river's water. Now, this works fine when there's enough water to go around, and it all looked pretty good on paper, but...
There were hydrologists working for the Bureau of Reclamation who were like the canaries in the coal mine, even back then, saying, we don't have enough water.
Today, water levels in the system's biggest reservoirs, Lake Mead and Lake Powell, are dropping. Climate change is sapping the river's flow, and it's becoming easier and easier to imagine the lower basin making the dreaded compact call when those states say, give us our water.
It's never happened, and we don't want to see it happen because the chaos would cause economic uncertainty throughout the state.
Until now, this has just been an interesting thought experiment. How would this message get relayed? It could be a phone call.
It's California, Nevada, and Arizona on the line. They want their water.
Or maybe a text message.
Oh my God, look what I just got from California. They won't stop asking for their water.
Well, since we haven't ever had it, it's kind of hard to know.
Ann Castle is a senior fellow at the University of Colorado Boulder. She served in the Interior Department under President Obama.
I think it would probably take the form of a formal demand.
Okay, so it's more likely to be a boring letter, but it would set off a cascade of effects throughout the upper basin. States would have to rein in their own water use in order to meet their downstream obligations.
The state would likely start shutting down water rights from the most junior to as far as they had to go.
Those junior rights are often owned by cities, and a call would leave them scrambling to find more water supplies, so faucets in Denver, Albuquerque, and Salt Lake City didn't run dry.
We have to be ready. We don't want to make decisions about how we're going to handle a compact call should one occur when it's right there in front of us.
I was surprised to hear the Upper Basin express their concerns and fears when it's not something we've even really thought much about in the lower basin.
Jeff Keitlinger is in charge of the water agency serving the greater Los Angeles area. His agency, along with farmers in Southern California, would be the ones who would have to push for a compact call. And right now, he says they have way bigger fish to fry.
We're more focused on elevations in Lake Mead and what shortage conditions look like in the lower basin.
But he understands the upper basin's fears. And that's why Keitlinger says the focus now is on reining in water use throughout the basin to make sure a compact call never happens. I'm Luke Runyon.